Welcome to our Lufthansa Technik podcast. Today we talk about the heart of an aircraft, the engines. Engines need to be reliable, we trust in their power and health. But how to keep your engine in a healthy condition on the one hand, and how to avoid high maintenance costs on the other hand? This is why we have Thomas Illner here today. He will give us a very interesting insight in engine health management. Welcome, Thomas. Great to have you here. But before we start, would you like to introduce yourself to our dear listeners shortly?
Hello, Oli. Thanks for inviting me. I'm the head of product sales for engine services in the EMEA region, and I'm responsible for all our sales activity in our engine network. At Lufthansa Technik, I work for more than 12 years, and I'm looking very much forward today sharing some solutions. How can we shape the future for your engines? It will support you within the current challenges in COVID-19 crisis and also in the future. Just write in advance. If there are any questions, any specific topics, just feel free to contact me on my email or my LinkedIn account. And I'm looking very much forward to hearing from you.
Great. Thank you, Thomas. So let's dive into the world of engine health management. When I hear about health management, honestly speaking, I automatically think about a medical check at the doctor's. So I'm very curious what we're going to learn today. Satisfied customers are a key factor for every airline, and this goes along with smooth operations, no disruptions or delays. To guarantee this, engine health management was developed by Lufthansa Technik. Thomas, can you share with us how airlines can benefit from engine health management?
Yeah, Uli, I fully agree. So that might indeed be similar to a next doctor's visit. And engines are the heartbeat of an aircraft and the pacemaker for a safe operation and aircraft availability. So engines are the most important influencers for cost management and also within the operation and also during maintenance.
And how does that work in practice, especially in times of digitalization, Thomas?
So operation is in our Lufthansa Technik DNA since more than several decades. And that will be supported by our top-notch engine modeling and analytics also the past 10 years. This digital interface is a product of our long-lasting experience and with our smart digital models. So everybody here will agree that research over the years, predictive and especially preventive maintenance are shaping our whole future. Especially in times of corona, efficient use of aircraft and the effective steering of resources will always be a key driver to achieve a low operational cost. So therefore, the health of the engines as well as various engine components are really, really important. So not only for the matter of safety, but in order to detect failures at the very earliest stage and also to avoid secondary damages and cost. The aircraft is a very high complex machine, and to reduce the complex workload for every airline or lessors, Lufthansa Technik has developed our platform, the so-called Aviatar. And the Aviatar combines various tools to ensure the aircraft health in one platform. So you as a customer or lessor, you know exactly how your engines or components are behaving and also the whole aircraft at any time.
You were just talking about predictive and preventive maintenance. How can we deliver the best possible support for our customers?
Yeah, so predictive is evaluation prognosis coming out of our so-called digital twin and based on thermodynamical and analytical models. Understanding the performance of the engine and also to derive the best possible solution. So we invested and we also programmed those learning analysis models on our own, and that makes us ultimately flexible for modifications or new features we learn day by day. So separate module contribution, for example, better localizing and topic inside the engine and preventing an unscheduled removal. Preventive means that we foresee an engine situation before they interrupt the flight plan unexpected or get very expensive to the full extent. So our airlines or lessors, they know exactly how the engines are performing and are available to avoid secondary damages.
Okay, so how do we receive the information that something is not running properly? And how do we react then after?
Now, engines produce and send permanently data. We read, process, correct, and plot them in real time. So whenever there's a deviation in all our signatures, our analysis modules will trigger an alert. So our very experienced engine experts in Frankfurt, they are available 7 days a week. They check every alert, taking the airline operation and airline condition into consideration. And since they are very experienced, they know whether it's a false alert or a real alert. And depending on that, they derive with a situation-specific tailor-made maintenance task and recommend a troubleshooting measure. So this learning system supports also with automatism, and that helps to have efficient solutions, less maintenance burden for the airline, minimum ground times for the airline, and as well as a very excellence in operation at all times. And finally, the most important is to have happy customers who will meet their families and won't be late.
Very good. So you mentioned a digital twin of an aircraft. Thomas, how do all components interact then together?
Yeah, we simulate those engines and components in our models. And Lufthansa Technik created an inside view, which is fantastic. And we feed all our systems with the data, and we also have the real data. So within our experience, we are able to prevent the failure and also to predict the engine behavior, which can be verified in the component. And once it comes to the shop, we see how the predicted data are and how the hardware looks, what we have on the table. And that's, we learn from the operation, we see the hardware, and as a result, we are able to verify the holistic approach and to ensure the operational excellence and also to learn. And that helps also our customers around the world to identify the optimal point of time to remove the engine because it's causing consequential damages or to continue operation.
Okay. So, is there any typical finding which can be predicted with engine health management?
Yeah, so to start very easy, all engines have bleed leaks, open VBV doors or broken flag shafts. And all three result in higher fuel consumptions. The parameter, we can locate what's wrong with the engine, and we quickly define the problem and launch an adequate solution before those faults cause secondary damages or engine removals if it's severe. And as well, indicator and sensor problems, we can make a recommendation and the airline can solve it very quickly.
Okay, so now we are getting more curious. Do we have an example here? That sounds so interesting.
Yeah, I have a suitable example in mind when we are talking right here. So we had a situation where our experts in Frankfurt recognized a problem with the VBV ring. And the action from our side was that we recommended the airline to re-lubricate the VBV ring. The customer didn't first follow the recommendation, and we recognized the problem does not vanish. It's still there, and the parameters are shifting and shifting. And therefore, the actuator was not working properly anymore, and the VBV system therefore. And the engine needed to be removed, and it was discovered the VBV ring had sized up. So the lessons learned from out of that is early relubrication would have avoided this engine removal.
Okay. Let's assume you have evaluated the data and provide our customers with a recommendation. How much lead time do they have then to complete your recommendation? This is what our listeners might ask themselves.
Yeah, and that's also our target, to inform the customer very proactive and to have no operational interruption. And the earlier you know, the better you can prepare. And that's what we have in our system, in our mindset, and we want to help the customer for active troubleshooting. So we need to know what happens, and then we go with the customer and a recommendation, and we'll let them decide whether to follow that recommendation or not. In total, we have a normal advisory system to say, okay, there is a normal advisory, and that means there's an action at the next convenience. Or we have urgent advisory, where we tell the customer, okay, if you return to the home base, then do. Or if we have AMM recommendations, then we will comply with the AMM recommendations. And there are even more critical topics, especially for our listeners, HPT problems, for example, if you have a shroud drop or a blade rub. And then we would advise you to make a boroscope inspection to investigate what's wrong in the engine. And also, depending on the findings, we stay in close contact with you and explain the next recommendations. We can also perform the boroscope inspection, and we are also ready with our in-field teams to come to our customers and support them.
So as of today, we have a 4-digit number of engines entrusted in our care. I would say we are more than proud how successful Angel Health Management is for our customers. And, of course, we are more than happy that they decided in favor of Lufthansa Technik. So, Thomas, how does Angel Health Management distinguish from digital offerings from our competitors?
Yeah, many systems of our competitors at ISAW, they describe a lot of problems or charts or data points, but there is no solution. If customers has a mixed fleet, they have also more systems in place. And we can combine it in one system. And important parameters are not accessible and they have no flexibility to adapt to a specific customer need. And if a customer has a special need, we can program that. And one of our USPs is we offer a total integrated approach from the diagnostic, the recommendation, line maintenance task, or our in-field teams or repair stations close to our customers. They have the benefit out of that. They have a higher dispatch reliability, a safe operation, reduced consequential costs, and therefore a higher efficiency. Mm-hmm. Our crews in Frankfurt, they are fantastic and they know the operations and they are engine experts and they understand the data behavior and they understand the troubleshooting and what is going on in the engine and what it means to the flight plan. And if something is developing in a very critical direction, we have also our expert in the ops center and next door, our mobile engine teams are ready to go.
Thomas, if we look into the future, how would engine health management look like? Can you give us a brief outlook on new features or so?
Needless to say, there are so many things in the pipeline. And what we have here today, it's just the beginning of our MRO Aviatar for engines. And we further develop our existing learning algorithm. And also, we are working on the new engine types. We have a complete journey in the Aviatar, which fully integrates the aircraft operation together with the engines. And once the engine goes to the shop, we have also virtual table inspection, we have fleet plannings, and all the documentation for the customer are in one system. But Uli, I'm really afraid if I share it right now, then I won't be invited a second time.
Huh? No worries, Thomas. So, thank you very much, Thomas, for sharing all the more than interesting insights with our dear listeners. That was a fantastic journey of a digital health check of an engine. We learned how much this Lufthansa Technik development helps airlines to keep their operations stable, providing them with perfectly timed recommendations and maintenance actions. We always aim to satisfy our customers. We support them beyond the recommendations and we assist them worldwide with our colleagues. Once again, thank you.
Yeah, Uli, you brought it to the point. And maybe next time we can speak about our mobile engine services. And thank you very much for the invitation. And dear listeners, the next time you have an engine removal, let's chat together whether we could have avoided with our engine health management.
Thank you. And dear listeners, thank you for your time.